أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you may remember, I was talking about reconciliation between two Muslim enemies. I pointed out that difference or disagreement is something natural. Everywhere there is some sort of difference. In your classroom, in your workplace, in your college, in your parliament, everywhere there is some sort of difference. Difference and disagreement to some extent is very natural and is very positive, and that cannot be denied. But if difference increases, if it gets intensified, then it must be cured, it must be overcome. Otherwise, it will destroy the structure of family, the structure of society, and the structure of the world. So difference, if normal, is acceptable. But if it is abnormal, if it is intensified, then it must be cured, it must be ironed out. Indifference, as I mentioned, can be talked about on two levels. Sometimes when we talk about difference, we talk about difference that emerges in families. Every family might face some sort of abnormal differences in regard with the issues that are there. But how can we deal with the differences that arise in our families? You have a quarrel with your wife, or your wife has a quarrel with you. You have a dispute with your partner, and your partner has a dispute with you. How can you deal with this kind of quarrels? How can you deal with this kind of disputes? What is the Islamic point of view in this regard? In such places, Islam has, as I mentioned, it is one mechanism. Islam has, it is one way of treatment. The mechanism Islam presents is very peculiar and very distinctive. Islam, as I mentioned, expresses its point of view in the form of a single verse, which I recited before. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنَهَمَا فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. If you fear breach between them, between a husband and his wife, then appoint a judge from his people and a judge from her people. These two judges will make a council. They will have negotiation. And they will meet each one of them. They will meet the husband and they will meet the wife to find out a solution. وَإِن يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقَ اللَّهِ بَيْنَهُمَا. If they desired agreement, if they tried to reach an agreement, then God will bring about harmony between them, and their wishes, their plans will be put into practice, and God will help in this connection. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. God is knowing and God is aware. So the mechanism that Islam suggests for overcoming family disputes is to constitute a family court. Form a family court. How can you form a family court? Appoint a judge from husband's family and appoint a judge from the wife's family. These two people will negotiate about the fate of a marriage or the fate of a common life. They might come across two solutions or two choices. If they thought that these two people can live together, then they advise them, they encourage them to live together. They advise them to live together and to tolerate each other. They encourage them to do so. They tell them not to listen to those who try to create discord among them. So they encourage them. It is their first duty to encourage them to continue their life. It is very important. But if they come to know that their common life has come to an end and it is not possible for them to live together, then of course they will put forth another solution. They will say that you two must separate from each other. You two must leave each other. So the two judges will either say that live together or will say separate, leave each other. So this is the judgment that can be presented by the family court. And it is the solution that is given by Islam, and it is called Islah, or reconciliation. This is how Islam reconciles between two people who are quarreling with each other and who are disputing with each other on unwanted basis. And sometimes when we talk about differences or abnormal differences, when we talk about abnormal differences, we want to talk about abnormal differences that emerge on social levels, on a larger scale. For example, there are two Islamic factions, there are two Islamic parties, and they are quarreling with each other on some sort of grounds, on some sort of basis. For example, they have quarrels on some economic issues, or they might have quarrel on political issues. Anyhow, sometimes there is disagreement between two parties, and the disagreement is very intense. How can we treat such kind of things? The disagreement is very much intensified, and the two parties are quarreling with each other, and they are fighting with each other physically, firing bullets at each other, or taking swords to kill each other. How can we treat such kind of phenomena? Should we keep quiet, watching what is going on? Or should we do something? What is our obligation? What is our duty as a Muslim in this regard? Islam says you should not keep quiet. You should stand on your feet and do something. Don't expect that others might come to your help. Start, help yourselves. God helps those who help themselves. Help yourselves. When you begin helping yourselves, God will help you. So when you see two Muslim parties fighting with each other, when you see two Muslim parties warring with each other, then don't keep silent. Do something positive and be pragmatic in this regard. Look at this verse. What does the Holy Quran says in this connection? وَإِن تَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَسْلَهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. If two parties of believers, we are not concerned about all kinds of wars or all kinds of quarrels. It is good, but we are not dutiful to be concerned about all sorts of quarrels in every nook and corner of the world. Our primary concern is to solve Muslim issues. If two Muslim parties quarrel with each other, if they fight with each other, the examples are many. We have seen many parties in the history of Islam, many Muslim parties in the history of Islam fighting with each other. And currently, there are many Muslim parties fighting with each other under different names and under different pretexts. If two Muslim or believing parties, if two parties of believers quarrel with each other, فَأَسْلِهُ بَيْنَهُمَا, make peace among them. Try to reconcile them. Try to negotiate with them and try to address their concerns and solve their problems. فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِهْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَىٰ فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي. If one of them acts wrongfully against the other, if one of them is unjust to the other party, then فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي, then fight with that, with the party that acts wrongfully. Try to silence him. Try to make him calm. Fight with him. Fight them. Resort to physical power in order to silence them. حتى تفع إلى أمر الله, until it returns to Allah's command. You must fight with them. So if two parties are fighting with each other, then we are responsible to interfere. How should we interfere? We must go and negotiate with them, and we should tell them to make peace with each other. If they accept it, that will be good. If any one of them did not accept our proposal, then we must fight the party that is not accepting our proposal. We must tell them, either you should accept our proposal, or we will fight with you, or we will fight you. فَإِنْ فَاءَتْ فَأَسْلِهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. If it returns, if it accepts your demand, if it accepts your suggestion, then make peace among them. Now everything is ready. Both parties are ready to negotiate. You can bring them back to the negotiation table, and you can talk to them, and you can make peace between them. And look at the Islamic order. فأصلحوا بينهم بينهما بالعدل. Make peace among them with justice. When you want to make peace, don't make peace at the cost of justice. Try to keep the principle of justice into account while dealing with others. Don't overlook the principle of justice. Act as the justice requires. وَأَقْسِطُ And act equitably. Act justly. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ Allah loves those who act equitably. Allah loves those who are just and who act justly. This is a verse in Hujurat chapter, verse number 9. So this verse of the Holy Quran, of the Noble Quran, specifies and determines our duty in regard with the Muslim warring parties. It tells us how to deal with this event. It tells us not to keep quiet. It tells us to interfere. And it shows us the way of interference. And it tells us how to interfere with this issue and how to tackle this problem. In Majma'ul Bayan, a commentary book, there are two traditions, two prophetic narrations for the explanation of this verse. It tells us in detail how to treat the issue of war and the issue of quarrel among Muslim parties. This is the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, who says, while commenting on these words, Al-Muslim, Akhul Muslim. Here, the Holy Prophet does not say a believer is the brother of a believer. Instead, he says, a Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. So you see, there is a difference between the concept of Islam and the concept of Iman. Shias believe that only those who accept the caliphate of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, are believers. And those who do not accept the caliphate and imamate of Imam Ali are not believers. Anyway, the tradition narrated from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, contains the term Muslim and not the term Mu'min. Al-Muslim, Akhul Muslim. A Muslim is the brother of Muslim. Muslims are brothers. Muslims, whether they are white or black, Asians, Africans, or Europeans, they are brothers. They are united through their religion. They are united through their ideology. They are united through their faith. لا يظلمه ولا يسلمه. A Muslim does not act unjustly and wrongfully towards his brother. He does not act wrongfully towards his brother. Nor does he embarrass his brother. So we as Muslims are duty bound. We are obliged to act with each other justly. We are supposed to act with each other, to act towards each other on the basis of justice. We must not act towards each other wrongfully. We must not embrace each other. We must not try to lose the face of each other. We must be always mindful of each other. It is a very good deal a very constructive deal. Why shouldn't we embark on such a deal? Let us embark and let us be benefited by this useful deal. Thank you very much for listening. We will further, inshallah, talk about it in our future discussion. Thank you.